From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The whole world is watching. President Bush said that today, referring to his plan to bail out Wall Street to the tune of $700 billion. Congressional Democrats are saying, hold on, we want greater oversight, limits on executive pay, and some help for homeowners. The president is urging Congress to act quickly in order to restore confidence in the markets. Joe Nocera is a business columnist for The New York Times, and he's having a very busy day today. Hi, Joe.
How are you, Madeline?
Good, thanks. So what about this plan? Do you think it'll save the financial system?
It better. This is their last. They don't have anything else. I mean, that's really the bottom line. I think it has as good a shot as anything, and it actually will set a price for these securities. I mean, one of the big, big problems right now is nobody knows what they're worth, if anything at all. So one hopes that the Treasury price will be a price that helps the taxpayers, but actually one of my big fears is that they will wind up paying more for these securities than they're truly worth to help save Wall Street, and the taxpayers will wind up paying much more than they ought to.
So do we know yet how much they're willing to pay for these securities?
We have no idea. We truly have no idea. This legislation is being rushed through. Nobody really has time to even think about questions like that. They are certainly going to hire advisors, but the advisors are going to come from Wall Street too. So one of the reasons they're not selling, they can't sell these securities, is because they have them valued too high on their books. The reason they have them too high in their books is because they don't want to take any more write-offs. You know, if the Treasury, buys them at 20 cents a dollar and they're valued on the books at 50 cents on the dollar, these firms will still have to take giant write-offs, and they will still be in a mess of trouble.
So if they would still have to take write-offs, what would happen then? Would there be yet another bailout?
No. See, here's the problem. The problem is not that they're taking all these write-offs. The problem is that because the financial system right now is so lacking in confidence, nobody is willing to come in and put up capital to fix the balance sheets. So remember last year, all these sovereign funds were taking positions in Merrill Lynch and the other firms? This year, they're not willing to do that anymore because they saw that that money just went down a rat hole. So the key to understanding why it's good, even if they have to take these huge write-offs, is because that poses the possibility, at least, that big money, capital, will have faith that the worst really is over now, that you can actually evaluate these firms and you can make an investment knowing that you're not going to get it blindsided by any more write-offs.
Well, assess how they're looking at the move by the Treasury Department, the moves, really, of last week and of over the weekend and of today. What is the world thinking?
The world has its fingers crossed. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. The world is basically saying this has to work. I mean, that's why you saw last week, for instance, not just the Fed put up a whole bunch of capital, inject liquidity in the system. You saw all the other European and many of the Asian central banks do likewise. The world is terrified. They need this to work.
Well, what about the Democrats who are saying, look, hold on, we need to do this right and not rush into it? Is that
Well, first of all, they are going to rush into it one way or the other. And so what the Democrats have done is said, look, you have your pet things that you care about. Here are our pet things that we care about. We're not going to let you do this without, helping homeowners more than you have, without doing something about reining in executive pay for all these executives who are involved in this mess. You know, that's a legitimate thing for them to say. It's still going to get rushed into, because this thing's going to be passed by the end of the week, is my guess, because everybody wants to go home and run for re-election, and also because the country really needs it to pass.
Is there a danger, Joe, that once this does get pushed through, as you say, probably by the end of the week, that it actually won't work?
Madeline, there's always that danger. There really is. I gave you the scenario where companies take the big write-offs and then they are able to raise capital, and that solves the problem. Okay, what happens if they take the big write-offs and they can't raise capital? Then you are absolutely right, Madeline. We're right back where we started, and there's potential for more bailouts, for more bankruptcies, for more disaster. So I think as a country, we all are invested in the idea of hoping this works.
Joe Nocera, business columnist for The New York Times. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.